so the summer seems to have no finite end. When the school year rang out, all of them, they gathered and descended on an empty lot right by the river, where the Cummings used to store their wooden junk and stuff. The six of them took to it like coyotes on the prowl, and they happened on some wood no one seemed to want, so they took it out and built a clubhouse in the tree beside the river, and they could see 10 miles ahead, or so they said. And every day was freshly minted green, and they were young and free. Well, July and August were thick and steamy, with sun for days on end, and no one there to tell them what to do. They'd lay about and someone would be drawing in the dirt, or they'd play follow the leader, and you know no one would get hurt. And when the darkness came, they'd head home, and their parents would ask them what they'd done, and they'd say nothing much. They were out of touch. Then one day, before they knew it, they were back again at school. Girls were bigger, boys began to worry about looking cool. Some of them tried reason, but the others told them not to be so childish now. They were big boys now, and they never could go back, though they later prayed so hard to the summer in the Cummings.